Okay, let's get started here. So I asked you today to take a look at the sugya. Is it Vav Amud Aleph? Charufasi, right? We had a gemara over here, and the Vav Amud Aleph, about 10 lines into the page, 12 lines into the page, Ibailu. Charufasi mahu. What if a man says to a woman, Hare at charufasi? So what's charufasi? What does that mean? So what's the din? So Gemara said, Tashma, bring a riot. The tanya of a price. Homer charufasi mukudashas. If you say charufasi, yeah, that's a good lashon of kiddushin. Why? Shekin bi Yehuda karin la arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda they would call an arusa a charufa. Says the Gemara, so what that in Yehuda they call an arusa charufa? In Woodmere they don't call an arusa charufa. So what does it matter what they do in Yehuda? The Yehuda of Yeruba di Alma? Is Yehuda considered the rove of the world? Answers Mar Hachi Kamar. Ha'omer charufasi mukudashas, shenemar v'yishivcha necharefes li'ish. If someone says charufasi, it's mukudashas, because the pasuk says, it's a pasuk, it's not Yehuda, the pasuk says, v'yishivcha necharefes li'ish. So we see necharefes, a shivcha charufa, that's a lashon of kiddushin. So we see it in the pasuk, it's a lashon of kiddushin. V'od, and not only that, not only do we have a pasuk, v'yehuda karen larus charufa. Also in Yehuda they call an arusa charufa. Asks the Gemara, famous expression, V'Yehuda v'od l'kra. I have two reasons for you why it is that charufa is a good lashon kiddushin. First of all, it's a pasuk. Second of all, there's some place on earth called Yehuda where they use that term and it means that. Who cares what they do in Yehuda? You have a pasuk, you just brought me the greatest raya on earth. Why does it matter that you also happen to have some place called Yehuda where they happen to do this? Why would that help in any way? Ela hachikama. Ha'omer charufa b'Yehuda mikudashas, shekein b'Yehuda karen larusa charufa. No, what we're trying to say is that if you say charufa in Yehuda, that's when it works. In Yehuda, that's where charufa works, because in Yehuda, charufa means arusa. But if you happen to live in a place where charufa does not mean arusa, then it doesn't really matter what they do in Yehuda. Yehuda is not Ruba di Alma, so we could care less what they do in Yehuda. That is the basic sugya. Now, in order to understand really what's going on over here, yeah?
That means like slang?
So what is charufa? What exactly is this charufa issue? What is it all about? So in order to understand what it's all about, it's important to know what the pasuk, the Gemara quoted a pasuk. Charufa is not something the Gemara made up, so it's not just some random slang word of for Erisin. It must mean something. And obviously, when we analyze that, we're then going to have to figure out what about slang. What if you use a corruption of the language that some people use? In certain neighborhoods, you know, people speak what's ostensibly English, but outside of those neighborhoods, you have no idea what they're talking about. That only if you're used to that culture, used to the way they speak the language, only there can you understand what they're talking about. So how does that play into Lashonos of Kiddushin? So the Maskana of the Gemara over here, Hareat Charufasi in Yehuda is Mukudashas, because only when you say it in Yehuda it's Mukudashas, because in Yehuda they call an Arusa a Charufa. But anywhere else, in Woodmere, you go over to a girl and you say Hareat Charufasi, she'll look at you quizzically, like I have no idea what you're talking about, and you are therefore not Mukudashas, even if she is gracious enough to take the ring that you just offered her. It does not make her Mukudashas to you, because she has no idea what you're talking about. It's not a lashon of kiddushin anywhere but Yehuda. If you look in the Rambam in the third paragraph of Chasidus Halacha Vav, Charufasi, he says, is a lashon of kiddushin and is therefore mikudashas, which is a little bit odd that the Rambam would say that. You saw the Rambam. The Rambam says that thank you. The Rambam writes. Did I get the Maramakum right? Rambam writes. Hadvarim sheyomer ishki yishay kaddish tzarich shiyu in yonam shu kone isha lo sheyne in yonam sheikna atzmala. He has to be very clear that he's being kone her and that he's not being makne himself to her. Ketzad reisha omer la okasav shtar shnasa hareini baaleich hareini hariseich hareini yishayich chol keyotzev zeh ein kan kiddushin klal. If he starts talking about what he's becoming instead of what she's becoming, it's not a kiddushin at all. I'm sure there's good muster in that. Omer la Okasavla, Hareat Ishti, Hareat Arusasi, O Hareat Knuyali, Hareat Shali, Hareat Birushusi, Hareat Zukukali, Hareat Lukukasi, Hareat Charufasi, Vichol Chayotzi Bazah, Hare Zimukadashas. Very, very difficult. The Ram just says, Ezim Gadeshes. Sarachil, according to our sugya, that's not true. According to if the Rambam was talking only in Yehuda, this would be true. But we're not in Yehuda. So why is the Rambam paskening Harel Harufasi is Mukadeshes? So in order to understand that, it's important to realize what happened in the sugya. The Gemara started out by saying, how do I know Harufasi works? Because it's a pasuk. Vod! In Yehuda, they say Harufasi. Then the Gemara says, Yehuda Vod Dekra? Okay, forget the pasuk. It's only in Yehuda that it works, because in Yehuda they call it Harufa. What do you mean forget the pasuk? There was a pasuk. What happened to the pasuk? Now all of a sudden it's only in Yehuda we had a pasuk, Harufasi, that it works. What did we do with the pasuk at the end of the day? So Rashi, in Dibra Maschil Shekain, Rashi writes, when talking about the case of Yehuda, Shekain be Yehuda, Avol mikra lekel amelav, says Rashi. From the pasuk we can't derive anything. Tehahu yichud ba'almohu. Whoa, Rashi says, when the Torah uses the term charufa, it doesn't mean erison. We thought it does. It doesn't. It just means yichud bi'alma. Shari b'shivcha k'nanas ha'kasa medaber. Shem kiddushin tov simba. Because we're not talking about someone that you could have kiddushin with. The pasuk is talking about shivcha k'nanas. And there's no tefis kiddushin by shivcha k'nanas. Umei kara ha'vasal k'daitikam adiyam rabbi gittin b'chetz shivcha chetz v'aschor n'akasa medaber t'shaychi b'atzal kiddushin. The Gemara in the Hava Amina thought that pshat in the pasuk when it says charufasi is that we're talking about a woman who's eligible for kiddushin, a chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharin, so she's at least partially eligible for kiddushin. Oh, in the maskar of the Gemara, we say no, that's not how we hold. That the pasuk is not talking about that. The pasuk is talking about a shivcha kananis. What's going on? What's the pasuk talking about? Open up chush. What's it talking about? Meaning this is, what Rashi's telling us over here, is that what changes, normally, you know, whenever you have a Havamina and Maskar in the Gemara, you always have to ask, what changed between the Havamina and the Maskar in the Gemara? I usually ask Svara, how to view this, how to view that. Over here it's, what is the taich of a word in Chumash? How do you read the word Charufa? That's what changed from the Havamina to the Maskar. What kind of discussion is this though? Where does it come up? So it's a Gemara in Gittin. So Sugyan Gittin Daf Mem Gimel, and Tosus alludes to this as well. And Tos Dimer Maschel Mishum, Vesavar Dekra Mari B'chaz Shiv B'chaz V'aschore, Hamoreses Lavid Ivri, referring to Gittin Mem Gimel. So a little bit of background is important over here. The Torah, what does the Torah say? The Torah talks about a woman that is Necherefes L'ish. So that's wonderful. It talks about a woman that's Necherefes L'ish. But that's not one of the, you know, shorish words I learned in first and second grade, necherefes. I have no idea what the word necherefes means. So I don't know what an isha that's necherefes lish. Most of the things I learned in second grade I forgot anyway. You know, I don't know the whole Aleph Beis just because I'm in 11th grade. You have to, that's second grade material. So, you don't remember everything that it said. All the parshios and brashas. Necherefes lish. So what does necherefes mean? Harel charufasi. What does that mean, necherefes? So there is a machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, about shivcha charufa. What's the Torah talking about? Rabbi Shmuel says that he necherefes lish. Who's the he? She is necherefes lish. Says Rabbi Shmuel, it's a shivcha kana'anis. Okay. What does necherefes mean? A shivcha kana'anis who's necherefes lish. He says it means mizumenes miyuchedes. Designated specifically for an ish. Who is the ish? Well, if we're talking about a shivcha kananis, who is a shivcha kananis allowed to be, so to speak, married to? There's no kiddushin, but there's mizumenes, miyuchedes. She's designated for. She gets to be with. Who? Who does a shivcha kananis get to be with? An eved ivri or an eved kanani? Those are the two options. And both, either one. So necherefes lish would mean she is miyuchedes, not erisin, but she's miyuchedes either to an eved ivri or to an eved kanani. She's usher to a Jew, right? Jews not allowed to marry a shivcha kananis, a regular Jew. But as we said, the Torah is mechadesh that an eved ivri is allowed to be with the Shifcha Kanamis. Remember, we had that whole discussion, Taisus and Yavamis, and the Ramban over here in Kedushin to Zion, where the Ramban says that's the Raya, that there's a Kenyan Isser in an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is not just a Kenyan Mamo, and that he happens to be working for you, that you have the right to make him work for you. No, it's a Kenyan Isser. What's the Raya? It's Kenyan Isser. Otherwise, how could you be Matim to sleep with the Shiksa? He's with a Shivcha Kananis. How could you allow that? It must be that it's Kinyan Isser. It's a status change when you buy an Eved Ivri. But Taisus said in Yavamis, remember that Tosfos said, no, that's all part of the Kinyan Mamon, that he could sleep with the Shivcha Kananis. Kinyan Mamon? What do you mean Kinyan Mamon? Tosfos says, yeah, he works for you 24 hours a day. During the daytime hours, he works for you in the field. And in the nighttime hours, he works for you in the bedroom, producing little baby Avadim for you. So that's but it's all Kinyan Mamon. Tosfos wanted to say, we had the Avnei Milum, a whole discussion. How could you say Kinyan Mamon is Matir and Isser? That was the Chosin Yosef of Yosef Engel, where he suggested that no, it's a Kinyan Mamon, but then it's not an Isser that we're being Matir. We wouldn't be Matir Chol Shabbos or eating treif or anything like that. It's that the whole Isser of being with the Shiksa is only outside of any context. But over here, you're in a context. You're in a context of Avs. Okay, that was the whole discussion that we had. But the bottom line is, who can this Shivcha Kananis be with? Necharefes, Miuchedes, Le'ish. She could be Miuchedes to an Ish. Who's the Ish? The Ish could be an Eved Kanani or an Eved Ivri. And therefore, the Torah goes on to say, if she is Mizana after having been Miuchedes to this one guy, she gets Malkus. And he's Chayv Karban Asham Shivcha Harufa. It's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Torah tells us that she would get Malkus. He would be Chayv HaKarban. That is Rabbi Shmuel's understanding. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, Git Mem Gimel, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, we're not talking about Shivcha Kananis. He says, you got to read the Pasuk. No, I think we have the Pasuk on the side of the Gemara over here, in our fancy Gemaras. Yeah, what does it say? Yeah. Vayikra Perek Yutas Pasukhat. V'ish ki yishkav es isha, shichva zera. A woman, a man sleeps with a woman. Vihi, who is this woman? She is Shivcha Necharefes Le'ish. And then what are the next words? Vehefdei lo niftasa. Who is this woman? She is Vehefdei lo niftasa. So the way Rabbi Shmuel understood that to mean is, it's a Shivcha Kananis. Vehefdei lo niftasa. She was never redeemed, meaning she's still in captivity. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, you know how you would describe that? Vihi lo niftasa. She was never redeemed. What's Vehefdei lo niftasa, v'nakei lo yinakeh. Right? It says yes, no. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's emphasis. It's saying, oh, you think vehefdei? No, lo niftasa. But says Rabbi Akiva, it's saying she's partially vehefdei and partially lo niftasa. It's not saying it's not just a word for emphasis. It's describing what she is. She's a woman who used to be a shivcha kananis. But then she was half freed. How was she half freed? Two people owned her together, and one of the masters, one of the people that owned her, freed his ownership in her, freed her, his chelik in her. So now she's a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin. That's what the Torah is talking about. A woman who's half shivcha, half bas chorin. So it's not that in a niftasa klal. She's heftei b'miktsas, and lo niftasa b'miktsas. Chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin. That's a sugya that Gemara has, Mishnayos have. What do you do in Mishnedios? Basra we talk about, in Gittin we talk about, chatzi eved, chatzi ben charin. What do we do with such a person? How does that such a person ever get married? So we discuss, we have sugyas to talk about a man in this situation. What about a woman in this situation? Chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin. So says Rabbi Kiva, the Torah talks about it. Chatzi bascharin would have tfisas kiddushin. The part of her that is a baschorin, because what happens to an Eved Kanani or Shivcha Kananis after they're freed? They become a regular Jew. The becoming an Eved Kanani or Shivcha Kananis is the beginning of a Gelus. They become a regular Jew when they're freed. So the part of her that is Hefdei, that is actually redeemed, that's actually freed, is a Jew. And there would be Tfisas Kiddushin. So we call that Necharefes. Necharefes Leish. What does Necharefes mean? That she actually has kiddushin, not just miuchedes, mizumenes, like a shivcha kananis. Shivcha kananis doesn't have kiddushin, so you would say, okay, necharefes would mean miuchedes, designated. But if you say that we're talking about a chatzi bas chorin, so 50% of this woman Not like the 95% guy that's there. 50% of this woman, meaning actually 50% of her, is shaykh to Tfisas Kiddushin. You have to use Kiddushin on 50% of her. Nechrefes means that Tfisas Kiddushin on the 50% of her that's actually a Jew. Le'ish. Le'ish. Who's the ish? So we're assuming it means a Jew. Where's Tzvi's Kiddushin? A little bit difficult. A Jew? A Jew's not allowed to marry a Chatzi Shev Chatzi Baschorin. Who is allowed to marry a Chatzi Shev Chatzi Baschorin? There's only one person eligible. Can't be an Eved Kanani either, because he's a god. Only an Eved Ivri. Because an Eved Ivri is allowed to be with a Jewish woman, and an Eved Ivri is allowed to be with the Shev Chananis. Ah, the ish, Eved Ivri. So we're talking about an Eved Ivri who's Mekadesh, a Chatzi Shev Chatzi Baschorin. So according to so that's Rabbi Akiva's understanding. If that woman cheats on that husband, special gzeiros hakasuv, she gets malchus, he's chayv karban asham. The man that cheats with her, right, chayv karban asham, special gzeiros hakasuv. So according to Rabbi, it's unbelievable. It's like if you don't know that sugya and gittin, this gemara makes absolutely no sense. What changed? Reisha to the say, you know, from the havamim to the maskana. The gemara says, oh, charufasi, it's a lashon of kiddushin. Shteit in Torah, it's a lashon of kiddushin. And then all of a sudden the Gemara, forget the pasuk. But what do they do in Yehuda? What do you mean what do they do in Yehuda? What does it say in the Torah? So what changed in this? What Rashi is saying? Just pasuk pshat. What Rashi and Tosfos are saying over here. Just simple pshat. When the Gemara first thought it was a lashon of Kiddushin, we were assuming like Rabbi Akiva, that Heftei lo niftasa is a woman who's half Jewish and therefore is shayach to Kiddushin. Necharefes lish means has kiddushin with a Jewish man with an Eved Ivri. So necharefes means kiddushin. If that were the case, then harayat charufasi for sure works, because it means kiddushin if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. But if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that hefdei lo niftasa means she is surely not niftasa. She is certainly not niftasa. So then what does that mean? We're talking about Shivcha Kananis. Nechrefes doesn't mean Kiddushin. Nechrefes just means Miuchedes, Pizumenes, designated for that person. That's all it means. So then Charufasi in the Torah? In the Torah, Nechrefes doesn't mean Kiddushin. The only reason Ariad Charufasi would ever work, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is if in the town that you happen to be, they call Charufasi Arusasi. They have such a weird slang that they decide to call Charufasi Arusasi. But it's not what it means in the Torah. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it is what it means in the Torah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not. Now you understand, it's not a kash on the Rambam at all. What was our kash on the Rambam? Our Gemara seems to come to the conclusion that if you say, alright, Charufasi, you've said nothing unless you happen to be someone in Yehuda. It's not a problem. And the Rambam said, Harei Charufasi works, it's Lashon Kiddushin. It's not a problem at all. Our Gemara's Maskana was going according to Rabbi Yishmael, that the word Necharefes in the Torah doesn't mean Kiddushin. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. A Shivcha Charufa means a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin, half Jew. And therefore Charufasi means Kiddushin. That's it. That's what Tosfos writes over here in Dibur Maskel Shekein. That we're assuming that the Havamina was, that we assume now in the Maskan that B'Shif Chakananis HaKas HaMedaber. That's what Tosfos writes. Shekein B'Yudah Karan La'Ruz Kruf of Dafka B'Yudah V'Yamalov. But outside of Yehuda Charufasi doesn't mean anything. Why? Tikka Safar, the B'Shif Chakananis HaKas HaMedaber, Shein Kiddushin Tofsin Ba. Because we're assuming that we're talking about B'Shif Chakananis and there's no Tvis Kiddushin by B'Shif Chakananis. No, so straightforward. It's just a matter of just knowing the sugya and getting. Just looking a little bit deeper. If you look in the Tosfos Ri Hazakin over here, he asks, if it's true, like the maskana of the Gemara, Charufasi doesn't mean wife. Like Rabbi Yishmael, Charufasi just means miuchedes, muzmet, doesn't have anything to do with our erisim. If you assume that way. And in Yehuda, they have a weird slang. They like to call an arusa charufa. Why don't we say a principle that we say all over the rest of Shas? Batla daita neitzel das kalada means if you're weird, it doesn't mean everybody's weird. So halacha is based on normal people, not weird people. So you're an outlier. We ignore you. You know, there's a psychologist, one of the leaders of the positive psychology movement, Sean Aker. You ever see Sean Aker's TED Talk? Great Moshe Shmuz. Go on TED. You ever do TED Talks? You ever watch TED Talks? Sean Aker, A-C-H-O-R, I think. That's how he spells it. He has a TED Talk, and he starts by showing data along a graph. And you see, like, a lot of dots along the graph in a cluster. And then you see, like, one dot, like, way above, you know, out of the picture. And he says, that dot is an outlier. And so what do we do with the outlier? What do psychologists, sociologists, what do they do when they try to analyze the data? They ignore it, because it's a freak. Everything else is normal. So we look at the data by sort of erasing the outlier. His whole Torah is, well, if that dot got to be all the way up there, what did that dot do right that the rest of us didn't do right? We ignore that dot at our own peril. Meaning if we find someone that manages to be an outlier, okay, but generally speaking, when you look at masses of people, you know, you want to figure out what the style is. Yeah, how do people dress in America? So you look around the streets and you see people wear, I don't know, regular shirt, and it doesn't seem that people are wearing kilts, and it doesn't seem that people are wearing Mickey Mouse ears or whatever. So you see, that's how a normal person dresses. But you have the person who believes he's Mickey Mouse, so he walks around Manhattan with Mickey Mouse ears. So you don't say, oh, it must be the style. No, he's a person, he's a freak, he's strange. That's not the way normal people act. We don't follow what some weird people do. So that's Tosri Azakin. Why don't we say the same thing over here? There happens to be some weirdo in Yehuda. You know, there's a strange town where they make up their own code language, and all of a sudden that language means something. Why don't we say Batla Daita Mitzel Das Kalada? Yeah. Now, so what are you saying? So what if it was a tiny town?
As long as you're in the...
Well, what's the gedder? In my house, we call, you know, people have those things in families where they have names for things that no one else on earth calls them. I don't know, I'm not thinking of a good example now, but like, you know, in my house, the great-grandparents are called Super Zaidi. They're not Great Zaidi, Elta Zaidi, but Super Zaidi. Because my grandfather was relatively young, still is, relatively young great-grandfather for great-grandchildren, you know, the great-grandfather of teenagers, and he still does push-ups every day, you know? So, like, you can't call him Elta Zaidi, you know? So he's Super Zaidi. Pretty amazing, no? Push-ups every day. It's a little scary. So he's Super Zaidi. So that means that Super Zaidi means something to anybody else? If I were to tell you that there's someone called Super Zaidi, what would you assume it means? You probably assume it means that there's a grandfather who's really proud of himself, or who's really, you know, or who dresses up as a superhero or something. Big S on his chest or something like that. So how do you draw the line of it? What's the distinguishing characteristic? But he elaborates a little bit more than that. He elaborates a little more than Tosri Azake. Where is it? So he writes... Yeah. Where am I? Such tiny words. yeah, it's here somewhere. Trust me. Or look for it. Oh, there it is. he elaborates a little more than this. L'malacha mishtami v'af pishashne. No. To lo shaykh le meimar hacha to but lo daitam etzel das koladam ki da amrinon b'shabiz ta anshe hutzal shemotziyam masoy al roshan im osu b'shabiz potter to but lo daitam etzel koladam. Says the Tosfos Yazakin, if I'm going to ask a question, I'm going to need to show you where I'm asking from. I ask a question about this concept. There's a concept, a shas concept, I'll tell you. But the daitan etzel das koladam. So your next question, when I tell you there's a shas concept, should be, yeah, shas concept? Where? Where in shas? Where does it come up? If you're going to ask me a question, I need to know where it comes up and what the context is. So you know where it comes up in shas? In Shabbos. What happens in Shabbos? For carrying on Shabbos in the normal way, if you carry something, you're chayiv, right? What if you carry something in your head? That's not normal to carry something in your head. I want to carry this watch outside. I don't want to wear it. I want to carry it. So I put it on my head and walk around balancing the watch on my head. Potter. Why am I potter? Because that's not normal. It's a shino. It's not the normal way of doing the malacha. It's not derech masu. Says the Gemara in Shabbos. Oh yeah, but anshei hutzal wear things on. They carry things on their head all the time. It's like an African tribe, you know? They have things, they carry things on their head. That's the way they do things. And even in Hutzal, it's not called the Derech to carry that way. They're Pater. So why over here do we say, in Yehuda, if you use the word Harufasi in Yehuda to mean a wife, so in Yehuda it works. Yep, in Shabbos, Anche Hutzal, nah, it's different. Anche Hutzal are different. They're strange. Batl Daitim Itzel Das Kaladim. So Tosfos Yazakin suggests the difference is that by Shabbos melachas machsheves hasra Torah. Any melachas Shabbos is patterned after the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan they didn't do carrying in this way, so it's not called Chol Shabbos at all. But over here by Kiddushin, it's not patterned after a time in history or an event, or a thing that happened that we have to say, this has to resemble that. No, by Kiddushin he says, B'kaloshon shetakir v'tavin shehu lashon Kiddushin. B'kaloshon shetakir v'tavin. That's his expression, that's his lashon over here. Shehu lashon Kiddushin. Anything that she will recognize as a lashon Kiddushin. Wow. So what's the Tosfos Yazakin telling us? Why does Harei Harufasi work? Because she knows what he means. Because she knows what he means. That's why it works. So does it have to be Harei Harufasi? If in your house the word super Zaydi means an Arusa, you could say to your first cousin, Harei At super Zaydi, and she knows exactly what you mean, that it means an Arusa. That's it. The Kadashas, it would work. Unbelievable, no? He's not saying that there's some value to the word Harufasi. Or in Yehuda, there's value to the word Harufasi. Takir v'tavin. You just need her to know what's going on. The Miri also says, Miri says, Kushya mei karalasa. Miri asks this question. He says, not a kasha. Kiddushin, the whole nidon is whether you understand what he's saying. By Shabbos, you understand what's called. It's not about whether you understand what's called malacha, it's based on what is malacha. Yeah. Good. So what about the Eidim? So that's that Rashba that we said. That you could have them knowing what's going on, the Rashba said. But if Eidim don't know what you're talking about, then you don't have Eidus. We'll get to that. What is Eidus Kiddushin? Does Eidus Kiddushin have to be that they know that you have their das also, that it's a Kiddushin? Or do they just need to report on the event? That maybe the only das you need for Kiddushin is das Habal, das Isha, and Eidim to verify that the Maisa Kiddushin happened. Yes, he gave her this thing and said these words to her. And now that we're able to verify that he had das and she had das, and we know that event happened, maybe that's good enough, or no, maybe you need Eidim to have das. So what you're suggesting is, you need Eidim to have das.
Did we say that before, that that's the strong, you need the strongest type of das? Or
by me bringing Eidim to the party, shows that I, as the husband, am having great das. But it may not be a reflection of the das of the Edom. Presence of Edom may be a reflection of the das of, that's the Reb Chaim, a reflection of the das of the Baal and the das of the Isha. We'll discuss that. We'll get there. Chidushi Aran asks the same kasha, gives a different answer. He says, you know why we say Hutzal batel daite etzel das kol adam, but Yehuda's not that way? So it's very simple. Yehuda's an ir gedola. You can't say batel daitzim of the entire New York City. Because it's not so weird if the entire New York City does. Well, it's not so weird if such a large place does it. But Hutzal is a little 2x0 town. So you could say batel daitzim. Oh, according to the Ran, it turns out that the Ran is saying you need Amira for Kiddush. You need an Amira. It's not enough that they know what they're talking about. Code word. You know, they know in this little town, not enough that they know what each other are talking about. Maybe that's why the Ran doesn't want to say like the Meiri and the Riazaki. You need an Amira with a Lashon Hamoelas, a Lashon of Kiddush. What's a Lashon? Lashon is described as, Lashon is defined as Lashon HaMedina. It has to be the spoken language in that place. What do I mean, the spoken language of that place? Well, it's got to be a real place. It can't just be a 2x0 sign. It's got to be a real place. Once it's a real place, that becomes language. Once it's language, that's Kiddushin. That's what the Ran would say. L'chora. Fundamental machlokas. Tells us we have Zakein and the Miri on one side, the Ran on the other side. So all we did is two things today. We just did some Pashup Pshan in the Gemara by describing Machlok Shabbi Kivin Rabbi Shmuel about what Shivcha Harufa means, but that's just simply Pashup Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi does point it out just so you can miss it, because I know the first 20 times I learned this Gemara, I probably missed that until you learn Gittin a couple of times and you remember, wait, no, there is a Sugya Gittin, even though Rashi points it, but you're too lazy to look it up. But yeah, there's a Sugya Gittin that's connected. And this fundamental Machlok Shabbi Shorim that probably relates to the role of Amira in Kiddushin. Tomorrow, a little bit more about language. What defines a language? What if you use other language? What if you use slang? There's a Ritva Nedarim Daf Beis and a Bir Halacha in Simen Samach Beis, which quotes that Ritva. Very important over here. I'll leave you some Mar Makomos. Very, very important. Very good stuff coming up. Okay, I got to get going.